Hey everyone, this is Tony Reeves, and this is a Reeves Reflection. Today I want to talk to you about the importance of having people around you who challenge you by questioning your brilliance. Man, let me be the first to tell you, these are the people you hate dealing with. And I don't mean that hate in a vitriol type of hate. I mean you hate dealing with them because they are the ones who are not trying to hear any of that stupid noise that you're shooting. And I've got a couple of friends who are like that. And they're not nasty people. They are the people who, when you're sitting here wanting to have a pity party, when you're sitting there wanting to dwell or get all upset or have your little moments or get caught up in your feelings, they really ain't trying to hear all that noise. They know that you are capable of greatness. And the last thing they want to do is listen to you complain about this. So let me give you a great example. About a little while ago, maybe about a year or so ago, I was talking to one of my good friends, and this is my boy Will. Will and I have known each other over 20 years at this particular point, a little longer. And, you know, I love him to death and I have a huge amount of respect for him. And, you know, he and I joke, he and I are in rival fraternity, so every now and then we put a little plug in and so forth. But we're at that age now where a lot of the things that we deal with are very similar. I asked him once, I said, "Do you view me as being a leader?" And Will, I love him to death because he's one of those people that if you come at him with something stupid, he's going to come at you with the questions. So he asked, so of course, when I said this, this is what he says. So let me ask this question. Do you believe your circle of friends are leaders? And I'm like, absolutely. You know, I got a bunch of friends who are natural leaders in their own rights, easily running clinics, running organizations, easily. And so he said, okay, do you believe that you are based on the company you keep? I said, actually, I do believe that. I said, I've always felt like you're governed by the company that you keep. And so he said, so if the people that you are keeping with are leaders, what do you think that says about you? And I paused because I never thought of it quite like that. He said, yes, and we won't be having this conversation again. And I was like, I can't believe it. It was like, and I teased him about it a couple of days ago where I was like, dude, I had never been shut down like that so smooth. Because he basically told me, don't ask me no dumbass question like that again. And that's not the first time I've had that question. I've had that thrown at me. Like my girl Ingrid. Ingrid is a seasoned litigator. I mean, she is very good. I have often marveled at watching her. She's a brilliant. And for a lot of times, I've always been self-conscious about doing stuff. And so whenever I used to talk to her, we would talk to each other about cases all the time. And I would talk to her about stuff. And I was always questioning if I was a good litigator, if I was anywhere in her mettle. And so finally, at one particular point, she was like, okay, I'm really going to need you to hurry up and get past this whole pity party thing and explain to me when we're going to get to this point where you're going to stop feeling like you're insufficient. I just need to know what date I need to put on my calendar. I can tell you I could not stop laughing because literally what she effectively said was, I recognize you. You know you're good. Why are we having this discussion? And let me help you out here. We're not going to have this discussion. Suck it up. Deal. Move on. And it's funny, not from the standpoint that she was trying to be nasty, it was that she was really kind of articulating to me that at the end of the day, she knows what I was capable of, and she's like, I know you know too. I'm not going to sit here, and I'm not going to gash your head up accordingly, which brings me to my girl, Stacy. Stacy is an attorney who she and I both graduated together. We've been friends for a minute or two. Actually, we all met, me and one other friend, Cherie, we all met in law school and became really tight. And I can tell you, Stacy is notorious for not feeding into the male ego. That's her nice way of saying it. She's like, I'm not going to, I've heard her tell me this. She's like, and she's told other guys this too. She's like, I'm not here to stroke your ego. Sorry. That's what you got your girlfriend, your boyfriend. That's what you got them there for. They're there to stroke your ego. If you're looking for somebody who's going to give you one of them woo-woo pat on the head moments, let me be the first to tell you, it will not be me. And so the number, let me be 100% clear, the number of times she has punched me in the throat to effectively say, so let me get this straight, and I used to hate it. She has this thing, and you have to be around her to really appreciate it. She has this thing where she raises her hand in the air, and you're thinking, oh, crap. When she raises her hand in the air, that's her way of letting you know, I'm going to ask you a question that really is going to underscore that you're an idiot. But it's not done in love. It's done to let you, I'm hatefully telling you, you're being an idiot. And I adored her for it, but early in our friendship, I hated her for it because, good God, she would say it. It'd be such a matter of fact, like, she'd be like, question. I'm like, oh, hell, what? Because what she would do is that she was very good at sweeping away all the noise and the rhetoric and getting right to the point. So why do I say these different things? I say these different things because it is important that you have those people in your life who are going to continue to question you. And what I mean by question you, I'm not saying undermine you. I'm saying they, when they ask you questions, they're really asking you questions that you should know the answer to already about yourself. They're asking you questions about you that you know already, that shakes you out of whatever mindset that you may have at the time. Let me be clear. Will, Stacy, Ingrid, the number of times I've had conversations with all three of them where they literally stopped it. Because here's the other thing that I loved about having those conversations with them. Every time we've had those discussions, they literally stopped me mid-conversation. I mean, seriously, mid-conversation. They never do they let me have an ongoing pity party conversation. It's always, I feel about you, stop right there. And like, ugh. I said, I can't get the whole story out. No, because I'm just not the one. And I still laugh every now and then because sometimes you need those people, okay? Sometimes you need those people in your life, okay, who are not going to let you get so caught up in your feelings about a particular situation that you waste your time and theirs getting whatever it is you got to get out of your system. Because trust me, people who don't know you will usually let you vent for a long period of time. The people who know you and know what you're capable of, they don't have time to let you vent. They want you to get right to it because they know you're capable of greatness. And they don't want you to waste time on your greatness. They don't want you to waste your time or waste your time pursuing greatness, dwelling, complaining, whining, or spending time on stuff about yourself because you're looking for somebody to make you feel confident. I love them because they literally get right to the point and say, okay, we already know you're brilliant. You know you're brilliant. Are you having a moment? And it used to be the other thing that Stacy used to be really good about. She would be very good about saying, okay, did something happen? Because I feel like this is what happens when something happens. Do you need a hug? Do I need to call Carol and tell her to give you a hug? I'm like, really? That's where we're at? Yes, it is. Because you're wasting my time and you're wasting yours. So for those of you out there, if you have people out there who are determined to ask you questions about your brilliance, they're not doing it to hurt your feelings. They're letting you know that they know that you're brilliant. They're just not letting you waste any of your time dwelling on anything other than that. This is Tony Reeves, and this is my reflection.